Shvius, Paragimel Mishnah Vav. Gadur sheish ba asara avonim shel masa shnaim shnaim harei elu yinotelu. If you have a fence that's made out of stone, that has 10 stones in this fence, that they're large stones and they're carried by two people. So you have 10 of these stones that need two people to carry them. And this fence contains the 10. Not that the whole fence is these 10 stones, but at least you have these 10 stones that are these sizes within the fence. Harei elu yinotelu. We know normally one shouldn't be taking away stones on Shvius. Obviously, you can't take it away from the field to work the field, but even because of Marasayan, even if you need the stones, you're not doing it for the field, you're not supposed to. So here, you're allowed to, and the Rav says, Harei elu yinotelu is even going on little stones within the fence. You're allowed to take the whole fence. Like the Rav explains, that when you have a fence, it's not going to look that you're cleaning out the area in order to make that area your field to plant. People don't normally do that to a fence. And the Rav had to tell us a small one that Taisi Santa explains, because if we're talking about large stones, a person's even allowed to take one large stone, even if it's just stam on the ground. The person's allowed to carry a very large stone from his own chutzah, as we're going to see in Mishnayos later. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains that here when we're Mekel, you could take the whole fence, not like we had in the previous Mishnah by Mechatzev, because my Mechatzev, by the quarry, it's literally part of the ground that's connected to the ground, all those stones. And when a person starts chiseling away at it, it looks more that he's trying to fix the land for planting. But this by a fence, it was separated and then put on. It's not really connected in the same way that a quarry is part of the ground. And therefore, people aren't going to make that assumption. They'll assume that you're doing it for the stones. Shir goder, asara tfachim. The shear of this fence is 10 tfachim high. Pachas mikain, if it's less than this, and the Rambam explains, not just less than this as far as height, but also if you don't have the 10 large stones, v'chulu, mechatzev, v'goymuad pachas me'aretz tafach. It's considered a mechatzev. This a machlek is how you learn this. Is mechatzev a verb, which you would read it a mechatzev v'goymimo, chisel it and, you know, cut it down, or is mechatzev a noun? Some learn the Rav that he means a verb, but I looked through it a few times. It sounds like he's learning it like a noun. Pachas mikain mechatzev. If it's less than this, it's a mechatzev. It's like the mechatzev we had earlier. The gomimuat pachas me'aretz tefach. And you can gomimu is like a lushan, like you can diminish it or cut away at it until it gets to one tefach from the ground. And the Rav explains the reason that that's done is that it shouldn't be fitting to plant underneath, so you left over a little bit of stone there. So it comes out in this Mishnah that the halacha is by mechatzev, you're supposed to leave one tefach of stone off the ground. Now, we didn't say something in the previous Mishnah where we had the literal mechatzev, we had a large amount of stone that were seen before Shemitah, the way we explained. There we said if you had all those stones seen, there's not going to be a problem with Marasayan, and you're allowed to take as many as you want. And it didn't say over there in the previous Mishnah that you had to leave a tefach from the ground. There are those that learn that it's Taka teaching us that, that you always need one tefach, but it could be that when you have a real large mechatzev and it's so obvious what's going on, like the previous Mishnah, then one doesn't have to leave anything close to the ground because it's so obvious. Mashenki, in this case, where the thing is only, let's say, 8 tefachim high, 5 tefachim high, however high this thing is, it only looks like a small area of stones. Maybe they're more machmir in this case because it's not such a big asik like in the previous Mishnah. Maybe we could say that. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains this means, when do we say that you have to leave a tefach from the ground? You have to leave stones over that are at least a tefach away from the ground. Mitoich shaloi. That's only when it's yours. And the Rav says that what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with both cases of the previous Mishnayos where we had the large mechatzev, and in this Mishnah where you have the small little mechatzev, it's only a problem if it's your own, if it's in your own field. But if it's in your friend's field, the guy that's taking the stones, since it's not his field, he's able to take it, like the Rav explains, nobody's going to think that he's trying to be misakin his friend's field. And the Reb Kiveger brings down the Rambam that says that even a kablan, even like a contractor that's paid to do this, he's allowed to do it. And he brings, the Rav says in Mishnah Tess, we're going to see, you don't say that the contractor, it's looked as, once he's paid to do this, it's looked at it as his field. It's not. And he's also considered, where this Mishnah now says, Mitosh HaChavero, he's also included in this as well, Reb Kiveger says. B'med Varma Murman, furthermore, when does this apply that we're Machmer only, Bizman Shlo Hiskel Bo Me'er of Shvius? Both of these cases, in these Mishnayos, is only where you did not start cutting away the rock before Shvius. Avalm hischubo me'erv Shvius, mashu roitzen noito. But if he started already working the field, literally working the field before Shvius, whatever he wants to take, he can take it. He can take it all the way down to the bottom. Not a problem. There's no marasayin. Everybody's going to know that you're doing it for the rocks because they saw you start doing it before Shemitah, and they saw you start taking away the stones.